And something that just really came into my heart, before we get into our text today, you know, when Jesus was at the tomb of Lazarus in John 11, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That speaks of now. That speaks of life now, not just future life, not just resurrected life, but life in Christ now. He that believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? And when I think about that, and I think about our text today that's found in Mark 16, so if you open up your Bibles with me today to Mark chapter 16, as we lead into our text, Mark 16, see, when these three ladies are coming to the tomb, that's an empty tomb, to come to anoint Jesus, they had forgotten what Jesus had said. You know, in Matthew 12:40, he said, just as Jonah was in the belly of a whale for 3 days, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. So he had already told them what was to take place. But we find that they're coming back to the tomb to anoint Jesus. And we'll just begin to read in Mark 16, verse number 1. It says that when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome is Zebedee's wife, the mother of James and John, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were afraid. And he said unto them, be not afraid. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee, and ye shall see him as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed, neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. And this morning I want to focus your attention for the message today to verse 3 and 4, where it says, and they said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. You know, when I look at this stone at the sepulcher, that stone represented an obstacle that was keeping the three women to enter the tomb to anoint Jesus. An obstacle is anything that opposes or stands in your way. Anything that opposes or stands in your way is an obstacle. The obstacle they were facing, or they thought they were facing, was a stone. And they weren't big enough or strong enough to move this stone, for it was very great. And I believe that just as God rolled away the stone on Easter, God wants to roll away some stones in our hearts and our lives in the house today. There's three stones that I think that he desires to roll away in individuals in the house today. One is the stone of disappointment. These three women were kind of disappointed. They were disappointed that the one they were really going to proclaim as King of Kings and Lord of Lords died on the cross. They were faced with some disappointment. Bubby, good to see you, buddy. They're all downstairs. They're all having fun downstairs. All right? You know how to get there, Christopher? What? You know how to get there? All right. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So there's, so just as they were faced with some disappointment, you and I are faced with disappointments. Has anybody had any disappointment in their life? Oh, come on. Hello? All right. So God wants to speak there. He wants to roll away the stone of discouragement. Has any been discouraged in the house? Has anybody been discouraged? They thought they should have saw something they haven't seen yet. Come on. God wants us to be real. Hey, this is Resurrection Sunday. I'm not going to stand up here and be phony. God's a real God. But we deal with real situations and real circumstances. We can't ignore the real thing. Amen? In other words, and then he wants to roll away the stone of discontentment. And that's what I want to speak to you about today. Amen? Are you ready? Amen. Amen? Are you ready? Hey, do you want to see some disappointment leave your life today? Yeah. Do you want to see some discouragement leave your life today? Do you want to see some discontentment leave your life today? He said, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I'm not just here to speak because I have a big mouth. I'm here to speak because God sent me here with a word for you today. Amen? Are you ready to hear what God has to say to you? So let's lift up our word together and make a declaration in the house. Are you with me? Let's make a declaration. Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote it to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have what God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I need to hear from you today. My heart is open. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish everything that you sent at the house to do today. So, Father God, I pray, Father God, that Carl gets out of your way. Spirit of living God, I pray that you speak through this vessel today. May you speak with clarity. May you speak with understanding. May we be built up. May we be encouraged. May we be comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory and the honor and the praise. Lord, we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Amen. And amen. 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 Come on, Lord. Come on, Lord. Give it to me, Lord. I need it. Amen. Come on. Come on, Lord. My heart's open. Come on, Lord. Speak to me. It's got to be you, Lord. It's got to be you, Lord. You know, I was thinking about that and that stone, the way that big, great stone that was rolled away from the tomb that held the body of Jesus in there. As that stone was rolled away, God wants to roll some stones away of disappointment in your hearts and lives. And God wants to speak to us. You know what disappointment is? So disappointment is things that we're unsatisfied. Hello? We're unsatisfied. You know, some things God has done, he's done really good for me, and some things I feel he didn't do good enough. I'm always looking for better. I'm always looking for more. Because the God that I know is greater than anything that we're going through. It's greater than any circumstance. It's greater than any situation. It's greater than any storm. We serve a great big God. Amen. Amen. We don't serve a little God. We try to make him a little God. We try to keep him in a box. Amen. But we serve a great big God. The God is that God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we ever expected or even thought or even asked for. you know? So let's go somewhere. One of the wisest men in the word of and God's word was Solomon. You know why Solomon was so wise? God asked him, "What do you want me to give you?" And he said, "Give me wisdom." And he says to you and I, if any of you lack wisdom, ask God and he'll give it to you. He gives it to us liberally and he doesn't hold it back. He wants to give you and I wisdom from heaven. You know, there's so much wisdom in the Word. So let's look at the wisdom of God. So first, let's start in Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs 27. We're going to use a proverbial statement. The Word of God says in Proverbs 27:20, the Word of God says, "Hell and destruction are never full." Proverbs 27, verse number 20. The Bible says, "Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied." Jesus says, "Broadway, there's a broad road that leads to destruction. There's a narrow way that leads to life. And hell and destruction are never full." You know, one of the things that leads us, that brings destruction most of all, is pride. Pride. You know, just not recognizing the need of our Lord and Savior. And when I was looking at this, the Lord showed me that when I was not serving him, and I was serving self, that I thought all of the things of this world were going to satisfy me. I thought if I had all the toys and all the things, that I would be satisfied. And I never got satisfaction. I never found that joy that I was looking for. Amen? Those things were bringing me and leading me in destruction, and I was always disappointed because I never had enough. Amen? I never had enough. And that means because I wasn't looking through the right eyes. So my eyes were never satisfied. My eyes were always looking. My eyes were always looking for something else. And that's what he says, that hell and destruction are never full because men's eyes are never satisfied. And when our eyes wander, we end up in destruction and we end up in hell. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. There's a Father up above. He's looking down on you with love. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. That's what he was saying, that the hell and destruction are never full because the eyes of man are never satisfied. They're always looking. So what you have to look for is the source of your satisfaction. I remember there was an old rock and roll song back in the day. It said, "I can't get no satisfaction." Amen? And because I was looking outside of where true satisfaction comes. Look with me in Isaiah chapter 58. Verse number 10. The Word of God says, "And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not." You know, there's something about a spring. A spring represents water that's flowing underground, water that's moving. Water that's not moving becomes stagnant. It isn't tasteful. But the springful water, as we're trusting in the Lord, as we're pouring out and we're allowing him to satisfy our souls, all of a sudden we become, out of our bellies come flowing rivers of living water, bringing life to others. It's what you're looking to satisfy yourself. Amen? You know, the psalmist says in Psalms 103, Verse number one, this is one of my favorite scriptures, Psalms 103, verse number one. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and not all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee from loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth my mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. He is the one that brings satisfaction. He is the one that will satisfy your soul. He is the one that will bring rivers of life into your life. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're going through, God knows and sees your times of disappointment. And he knows what you're going through. And God desires to roll that stone away. He desires to roll that stone away and that heart of disappointment that we go through. Amen. He is touched with our infirmities. He's touched with our feelings. He sees everything you're going through. We're not serving an evil and ugly God. We're serving a God that loves you, that cares for you, that has great plans for your life. Amen? That he's called you even from your mother's womb. He said the very hairs on your head are numbered. You know, I don't know about you, but in a God in this universe, he knows my name. I like that song. He knows my name. You know that one, Judy?
Yes, I do.
All right. Can you see that?
He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Look to your neighbor and say, he knows your name.
He knows your name.
He knows your every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and he hears you when you call. Amen?
Amen.
You know, Jeremiah 33 says, you call on me, I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know of not. Amen. And sometimes as we're seeking him and we're seeking him with our heart, sometimes we don't see the answer that we desire in the time that we expect it. And all of a sudden there comes discouragement. You see, when we're disappointed, if we allow that seed to come, it births some discouragement in our hearts. You know, when these women, when they first stepped into the tomb where Jesus laid, they were discouraged because he wasn't there. At first sight, they didn't have revelation of what really took place. They thought somebody stole the body. And all of a sudden, they came in and they were discouraged. And God knows that there's discouragement that comes in our lives. But God wants to see you through. Just as the angel said to him, he said to them, be not afraid. Be not afraid. In other words, when I heard that and that came to my heart, the Lord took me to Isaiah 41. It's a familiar scripture. Isaiah 41, verse number 10, where the word of God says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, help thee, yea, uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that was against thee shall be as nothing and a thing of naught. For I am the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Amen. Amen. So all of a sudden, when they come in this tomb, and the tomb was empty, they walked in the tomb, and all of a sudden, the first thing the angel said is, be not afraid. Fear not. In other words, don't be discouraged. Amen. You know, when I was thinking about that, and I'm praying for a lot of people, I'm expecting a lot of things. Amen. And I'm expecting people to be healed. I'm expecting people to be restored. I'm expecting the blind eyes to see, the deaf ears to be opened, the lame to walk. You know, I'm expecting God to do signs and wonders and miracles like he says in his word. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. The same God that saved you is the same God that will heal you. It's the same God that's going to raise you up from the grave when you die, if you die before the resurrection or the trumpet sounds. Amen. He's the same God. And he was speaking to my heart about something. I want you to get a hold of something today. Open your Bibles with me to Proverbs 13. Proverbs 13. How many have been waiting for something they haven't got yet? Okay. Is that you? All right. Proverbs 13, 12. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Do sometimes you feel sick? Sometimes do you feel discouraged? But when desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Come on. Hope deferred makes your heart sick. But when desire cometh, it is a tree of life. In other words, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive him, you shall have it. In other words, that desire is coming. It's a tree of life. There's going to be life coming where there was no life before. That tree of life is a family tree. That family tree speaks of life in the abundance thereof. Jesus came to give us life in the abundance thereof. We know the thief that cometh to steal, to kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, I've come to give you life in abundance thereof. Amen. And what he was saying to me is, hey, sometimes your heart feels sick because you've been waiting for something, you've been hoping for something, you've been praying for something, and you haven't seen it. But he said, when desire cometh, it's a tree of life. All of a sudden, something's going to spring forth and life's going to come to it. Amen. I believe it, God and his word. And if he says that, hey, when we're waiting, sometimes we get discouraged because the answer didn't come, our heart gets broken. Our heart gets heavy. Amen. We get an air of discouragement. But then he says, but when desire cometh, it's a tree of life. And all of a sudden he says, I'm a man that I shall not lie, nor the son of man that I need to repent. If I said it, I will bring it to pass. Amen. So, and what he is saying to you is sometimes we have to get in the waiting room. How many go to the doctor's office or the hospital, enjoy the waiting room? How many, when they go to the doctor, when they're sick, they'll still wait in the waiting room until they're seen? Hello? He says to you and I, and Psalms 27, verse number 14. He says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. In other words, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when desire cometh, it's a tree of life. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen? Because if he said it, he is surely going to do it. Amen? And he wants you and I to be encouraged. Amen. In other words, my time is not God's time, but he is always on time. He is never late. He is always on time. Now, I don't know, but God never goes by my timetable. When I say to the Lord, well, Lord, I think it's time. When I think it's time. And then all of a sudden, because he didn't show up in the time that I thought he should show up in, all of a sudden there's a stone that rolls in my heart. It's a stone of disappointment. And that stone is followed by another stone. It's a stone of discouragement. In other words, those things start adding and he starts building stones around my heart. The adversary does that. God doesn't do that. God came to break the stony heart. He gave us a heart of flesh. Amen. God, I want you to understand that we go through times of disappointment. Jesus was disappointed on the cross of Calvary. Eloi, Eloi, la sabachthani. My Lord, why have thou forsaken me? Sometimes you feel in the place. He was in the flesh, just as you and I are in the flesh. He was disappointed. He was brokenhearted. But God had a plan. God had a plan. And if God didn't have a plan, there wouldn't be one person in this room today. There would not be one in this world that would be saved. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it seemed like, God had the perfect plan. God had the perfect plan. So God wants to roll away some stones of a stone of disappointment. He wants to roll away a stone of discouragement. He wants to roll away a stone of discontentment. Amen? In Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5, the Word of God says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have, for you have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. In other words, before God can bless me, I have to be content with what I have. If I can't be content with what I have, he can't give me more. If I can't find peace where I'm at, I'm not going to find peace by getting more. Hello? You know, that's why Solomon, again, another proverbial statement, in Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 16 says, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with trouble therewith. You know, Paul would write to his student Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:6. He said, godliness with contentment is great gain. Amen? In other words, the Word of God says to you and I, in everything, give thanks. For that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and I. Amen? So as we're trusting God for the things that we're hoping for and praying for and the things that we desire, we've got to believe that we receive them and trust him to bring it in his time. And I recognize that he's never late. You know, he went on and said there in 1 Timothy 6:6, as Paul said, hey, you brought nothing in this world. You're going to take nothing with you. You know? And what I'm talking about is finding contentment where we're at. Not staying there, but we got to find peace. You see, everything the adversary does is to steal and kill, to steal and kill and destroy, is to steal our peace, to steal our joy. Amen. He'll get to have us look at everything else but what God's doing. Amen. And so many times we get so focused on what God's not doing, we miss what he is doing. He's doing some great things. He's doing some great things in your heart. He's doing some great things in your life. He's doing some great things in your family's life. He's taking you to places you've never been before. Amen? He's taking us to new heights. Man, and when I think of the Lord, and I think about this stone being rolled away, hey, I'm not making Easter Sunday small, because this is the greatest day of the church. Amen? That stone was rolled away. And you know what? It wasn't rolled away by man's efforts. It wasn't rolled away by what man did. I mean, them three women that came there, they could have been beefed up and maybe moved that great stone. Amen? Couldn't it, girl? Amen? Talk that stone away. Amen? But, you know, they could have came and looked at that. They could have been disappointed and said, well sometimes when we go to disappointment, well, what's the sense of going to church? I'm disappointed anyway. Nothing's going to happen. They could have looked at that. They could have looked at that grave and said, man, that stone's too big. I mean, we're not going to go mess with that. But they had a plan. They were going to go anoint the body of Jesus. But Jesus had a plan. Amen. His plan was he was going to keep his word. He already told them what would take place. And he's told you and I through his word what's going to take place in our lives. And all he is saying, will you trust me with your whole heart? Will you lean not to your own understanding? When all your ways we acknowledge me, I'm going to direct your path. You know, that I got a good plan for you. God's plans are for good. 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 We serve a good God. Amen. Amen? We serve a good God. We serve a good God. You know, half these things that we go through in life isn't from God. It's from sin in the world, that sin and sickness and disease came in this world. And God's brought life in this world so that we could overcome the powers of darkness. The problem is we feed the power of darkness instead of feeding the power of light. Amen? I hear people all the time, oh, Lord, I think I'm getting sick. You think you're what? Stop it. Amen. Everybody happy in the house? Everybody happy in the house? You hear what God's saying to you today? He is saying that we're going to go through some times of disappointment in our life, but if we allow him, he is God. We've got to cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. And he'll roll away that burden of disappointment that you're carrying. In other words, you keep on carrying the weight of disappointment, it's going to pick up some buddies along the way. Disappointment doesn't travel alone. It'll find company. And all of a sudden that disappointment comes in, and all of a sudden there's discouragement. And all of a sudden I began to start questioning God. And you know what? He don't mind me talking to him like I talk to God like I talk to you. Amen? When I speak to him, I speak my heart and my mind. And you know what? I thank God that I'm covered by the blood of Jesus, because if I wasn't, I'd probably get fried. Hallelujah. Amen? I've got his righteousness. You've got his righteousness. Amen. Amen. God wants you to know today that you're not in this battle alone. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. The battle belongs to the Lord. And your circumstance and your situation and the disappointment and discouragement that you're facing in your life, is there anything that you can do in your power to change it? So the only thing you can do is trust him and believe that he's going to do it. And then all of a sudden, it becomes your test. Becomes your testimony. Your mess becomes your message. Amen. Amen. God wants you and I to live the resurrected life. You know, we said this morning in Colossians 3:1, if ye did be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, not those things that are beneath, where Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father. Amen? Above all principalities and powers. Man, we serve the King of Kings and we serve the Lord of Lords. He has power over every name named in heaven and earth. Amen? Amen? Huh? Amen. Testimony. Testimony. Doctors gave her a death sentence. God gave her a life sentence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on. And the key is this. Satan gave you a death sentence. Each and every one that is in this room. But a resurrection Sunday, Jesus gave you a life sentence. Hallelujah! Come on now! Hallelujah! So in closing today, what is God saying to you and I in the church? He says he just wants us to roll away that stone of disappointment. He wants to roll away that stone of discouragement. He wants to roll away that stone of discontentment. That he's come to give you and I life in the abundance thereof. Lean not to your own understanding. All of your ways acknowledge him, because he surely desires to direct your path. His plans for you are for good. He's got so much good for you. He's got so much good for me. Oh, man. We serve a good God. Amen. The biggest stone that keeps man in the grave of death is the stone of sin. You know, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. That word death means to be separated from God. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. See, that gift removes that stone from our graves and brings us into life. Praise God. Jesus has come to give us life in the abundance thereof. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're so grateful for what you sent the word to do in the house.